Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment.
Hello, hello, hello. It is me. It is I, Sugarlicious Me. I decided not to do my show in World, but the show must go on, so I decided to do it here on where I first got my start, which was Blog Talk Radio. It is 8:02 in hot ass California. When I say it's hot, it is hot. Trust me. It is 11:02 if you are on the East Coast, and if you are on the South side of the world, it is 10:02. You believe that I got that right without going blah, 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 blah. Anyway, how is everyone? How was everybody's Mother's Day? I hope everyone had a wonderful Mother's Day. I had to work. Yes, work. So I did not experience the joy of Mother's Day in world or out, but I will be in probably tomorrow to see what is going on as far as Mother's Day goes. I hope everyone had, I know my girls, you know, sent a lot of little messages through me and everything, and I was really, really happy about that. So everyone that I didn't say Happy Mother's Day to, Happy Mother's Day. Anyway, I decided, as I said, not to go on the grid because I've been working nonstop from 8 o'clock in the morning to 9 and 10 o'clock at night. Even on a Sunday, I worked, and not only that, last night, I got up about 1 a.m., couldn't sleep, kind of tossed and turned a little bit, only to find out, and I checked my blood sugar because I was, like, kind of feeling kind of weird. So my blood sugar was 409, 409. Now, if anybody knows anything about a diabetic, that is like coma. Like, you can go into a coma if you go to sleep. So, of course, I was freaking out. I took my insulin, I drank a lot of water, I took my metformin, and as I did that, I was like, you know, like, oh, my God, I'm a guy. And Pelly was like, oh, you know, babe, just, you know, just keep calm, because I'm sure it has a lot to do with my sugar being up because of stress and just so much going on, and just the way I eat, because I've been eating late. As I get off work, I eat late, so about an hour later, because like I said, I'm drinking water and trying to calm down. But of course, if you see that your sugar is 409, it's freaking hard to calm down when you know your sugar is like elevated like that. But I didn't want to go to sleep. So about an hour later, my sugar was 309, still high, still very, very high. But I kind of drank a little bit more water. And then by the time another 45 minutes had passed, I was just out for the count, you know, just thank God he woke me up this morning. But anyway, enough of all that. I know you guys don't want to hear all of that, you know, like, oh, my God. But, you know, it was something I had to share because a lot of things I see, I need to change the way I run my affairs. And I think everybody gets to that point one time where something just will, like, slap slap you in the face. And me, I get slapped in the face a couple of times before I wake up. I'll admit that. But I think sometimes you have to realize that, okay, you need to do a change. And this was an eye-opener for me because my sugar has never been at, you know, this capacity at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, bathroom etiquette. The reason why I'm going to talk about this tonight is because, honestly, I am just not understanding what the fuck is wrong with women. I really just know. I have a, I guess you would call it a pet peeve about bathroom etiquette. And my biggest pet peeve is that when I go into the bathroom, I normally go on the far end of the stall, or the handicapped stall, a.k.a. the I can sleep in here if I need to stall. So I go in there, and normally because I want to be away from everybody else, and also because I like the room. It's roomy in there. You know what I'm saying? You can sit there and, you know, talk to yourself and nobody will know if they come into the door, shit like that. But anyway, I don't understand why it is that even though that's the last freaking stall and there are five other stalls before that one, every fucking time I'm in that stall and somebody comes in, the bitch will go in that fucking stall right next to me. And what also gets me is that they'll pull the door where you are. And I don't know if you guys ever experienced that, but this bitch today, she pulled the door three times. Now, I'm thinking to myself, you pulled it once, it didn't open. You're really going to try it twice to think that, okay, maybe my strength wasn't enough to pull it, but you're going to really go to a third time. So I had to, like, lose my fucking composure and go, Acapado, hello, I'm in here. And she, oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking, fucking really, bitch? You tried the door three times and you didn't realize that somebody's in here? Like, seriously, you wanted this stall so fucking bad that you were just going to take the fucker off the hinges? And then what? So not only does she not go to the stall, because I'm the only one in there, not only does she not go to the stall all the way to the side, she goes to the stall right next to me. Right damn next to me. And what made this bad, and tell me, I'm telling you, I don't like it. It's, to me, it's just fucking rude, and it's nasty, and I think, what the fuck is wrong with you? She proceeds, I hear her dialing the fucking number. I'm like, is this bitch really about to fucking call somebody while she's in the bathroom? So she calls somebody and tells them, now, for those who are squeamish, close your ears for a couple of seconds. This bitch is, let's say without saying the nasty, she's doing the second thing you do when you go to the bathroom. And she's literally talking about cooking dinner tonight for her family while she's doing the second thing that you do when you go to the bathroom. No, no, guys, not jack off, not that. The other thing, you know, the waste thing, to get rid of waste. First thing guys would be like, oh, what are you jacking off? No, no, no. But, yes, so I'm sitting here. She's in a whole conversation talking about, you know, what the kids wanted for dinner, and she's sitting there shitting. Oh, shit, I said it. Oh, there we go, shitting. She's sitting there shitting while she's talking about cooking dinner. And I'm thinking, okay, are you really shitting and discussing your dinner menu with a family friend? And it was loud. Now, mind you, this was right after lunch, so I don't know what she had. I don't give a shit what she had, but the whole damn, my stall was like, it was seeping into my stall, and I was like damn near gagging. And I am not, I swear to you, I am not exaggerating. So I'm trying to rush to get out of the bathroom. I'm thinking, God damn it, really? Now, mind you, I was just sitting there trying to get away from the bullshit that's at the job. I really just went in there to, not to really even use the bathroom, but just sit there and just think for a minute, because sometimes I have to do that. Just to get away from everything, I'll go into the bathroom and just sit there and think and try to, you know, collect my thoughts, and that's what I do. Well, you hear her proceeding to flush the toilet, right? So she's flushing the toilet, and she still talks. I said, okay, let me stay in here. And, you know, because I don't really want to make eye contact with this person that's just been, you know, like lighting up the whole damn bathroom. I don't want to stay, like, in the same room, you know, like to make eye contact, because it's a bit awkward when someone's, like, doing that and, you know, and you don't have a friendship with them or something like that, and you hear them do it. To me, it was a bit awkward for me to, like, look at this bitch in the face and be like, okay, hey, girl, how you doing? Oh, how was that shit? So basically, I was like, I'm going to sit here until she gets the fuck out. Okay, so she starts talking to her family, and I proceed to hear her walk towards the door. So I'm like easing in going, this bitch didn't turn the water on. She didn't wash her fucking hands. And I'm thinking, no, 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 no. I've got to be mistaken. There's no way that she sit there and did not wash her hands. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and dogs, bullshit of all ages, this chick walked out without washing her fucking hands. Now, what got to me more than just that fucking thing in itself was the fact that I didn't know who she was. So that gives you an uneasy feeling that who is in here that just did that and you don't know who they are. Because if you're like me, I don't eat when they do potlucks at work. I just don't. Because you really don't know how a person's living their life or what they're doing. So I like kind of stay away from the potluck. Unless you got something that's come from the store that's already pre-wrapped, I ain't dealing with you. We're not having this combo. We're not eating your food. So basically what I normally do is if you bring in Kentucky Fried Chicken or Popeyes, for those who live in Cali and know what Popeyes is, if you're bringing Kentucky or Popeyes, I'm your girl. And if you're bringing like that veggie thing where all the little vegetables on it and the dip, I'm your girl. Or a box of crackers, I'm your girl. But when you start making shit like spaghetti and meatballs, macaroni and cheese, chili, we ain't having it. Because I sit there one time, and this chick had some dip. Now, mind you, I don't eat bean dip. I don't like it. Don't care for it. This chick opened up some bean dip. And she put it in a bowl, and the bowl had already had, looked like bean residue already on it. So she's putting the bean, the bowl down, and she's taking her spoon and putting, like, the little, I guess, pre-packaged bean dip and putting it in this bowl that, like I said, had residue already on it. Not only did she do that, which I'm telling you, I wanted to get up and slap the shit out of her, she licked the spoon and put the spoon in with the dip. And I'm sitting there like, this bitch, this trifling hoe, did not just do that. Now, mind you, I don't work in a place where people are trifling. I don't. I work in a very, you know, nice place. Let's just put it that way. But this chick, I don't know what came over her, but she was a just weird anyway. Because she was like a, what do you call it, a receptionist. And she hadn't been there that long. And I'm thinking, okay, seriously, you really think that somebody's going to eat that freaking bean dip after you lick the spoon and put your fucking spoon back in there? You are on one. You are Drake. You are on one. Fuck that shit. But she proceeded, pass it around, and people proceeded to take their chips and their dip and dip it. And I'm sitting there going, holy good Lord Almighty. And she's like, do you want some? And I'm like, hell the fuck no. I mean, I didn't say that, actually. I was thinking about, I'm like, no, I really don't like beans. Well, you've never had this bean dip. And I'm thinking to myself, bitch, you probably haven't either because the shit was already prepackaged. It ain't like you made it. And you could say, oh, well, this is a great bean dip. You don't even know how the shit tastes either. And it was from Ralph's, too? Ralph's bean dip? I don't think so. And it was a Ralph's brand. It wasn't even a Frito-Lay brand or a Lay's brand, you know what I'm saying, like a popular brand. This was like a Ralph's brand, like an off-brand brand. I mean, seriously, you can't even chip up enough to do a brand for the damn pop. Am I being petty? Am I being petty? I don't give a fuck. I guess I am being petty. Okay, all right. So, hey, but seriously, you can't even chip in for like a brand. Is that going to really kill you? Is that going to, like, just send your day someplace else just so you do that? Anyway, I'm going to take about a minute break because I need to now go in there and get a Fruit Loop or some shit like that because I'm getting rather hungry. Be right back. Promise. it is me, it is I, and I am back. And right now the subject is actually no subject. I am just randomly talking about nothing at all. It is 8:15. If you are in Cali, it is 10:15. Are you on the Southern California? See, I fucked it up. I just had to mess it up. If you're in the South of the country, and it is 11:16. It just made 11:16. If you are in the East Coast, and I am your hostess, Sugarlicious Me. And as I said before, I decided not to come on the grid tonight. I wanted to come on Blog Talk and just yak, and like not have to worry about getting dressed and all that other good stuff, and you know, all that stuff right there, like that there. But anyway, I was just talking about bathroom etiquette. Now, I want you guys to tell me what you think about this. And, of course, I can't hear what you think, but kind of think it to yourself and you tell me how does this sound. There's a girl, well, a stud, that is on the cleanup crew. Basically, she, you know, cleans the bathrooms and everything. So a couple of days ago, she was cleaning the bathroom, the women's bathroom, and I guess. Now, how true this was, I don't know. I don't think the person would have a reason to lie, but per the person, and she's a very pretty girl, she, like, you know how you look out the stall and you kind of catch the eye of somebody looking in the stall? So she basically said she, you know, kind of looked up and the chick was looking in the stall. The girl walked, you know, kind of, I guess, maybe caught the eye and then walked away. So she was, like, just pissed, which I would have been too. So she was saying, you know, she went to HR and said, you know what, I don't feel comfortable with her cleaning the bathrooms because she's a stud. And the HR lady was like, you know, well, what does that have to do with it? She's still a woman. She's like, no, she's a woman, but she presents herself as a man. So therefore, I don't feel comfortable with her cleaning the bathroom because of that and for the fact that when I look, you know, I caught her eye looking in with me. Now, it could have just been very innocent. It's a possibility it was innocent, and when she looked, they just caught eyes. Because that's a possibility. Although when I see somebody in the stall, I'm not going to look towards the stall. Because even when I, like, when I go in and I can't see, I'll look, like I said, I like the big girl's bathroom. Yeah, the big one. So I'll look and see if I see it closed, like you see the lock, how the lock goes. And when I see that, I don't even attempt to even pull the door, but I don't look in there to see if anybody's in there. Now, like I said, she's the cleanup crew and she's a stud. So how the young lady was feeling was that since she's a stud, she, you know, kind of brings herself as being a guy. She doesn't feel comfortable with her being in the woman's bathroom. Now, this has kind of become like a little bit of a wow factor, whereas now the young lady, stud, whatever, has a knock on the door for the female's bathroom too, like she does the guys. So I kind of like, am kind of like, who gives a shit? Because she could be a lesbian, lipstick lesbian, as they are called, and can still, like, find you attractive and look you up and down, doesn't mean, you know, that, am I making any sense here? I mean, you guys kind of got where I'm going with this, right? I mean, it's like, and I kind of sit down and talk to her, and I kind of got the understanding of what she was saying, is that she felt uncomfortable when they glanced eyes together, but I was trying to explain to her that I get what you're saying, but if she didn't look like a guy, would you have felt still uncomfortable if you had, you know, say if it was just a female that maybe peeked in just to see if there was another woman in there, which I would never do that, but would you have felt as uncomfortable with that as you would because it was a stud? Is it uncomfortability because it's a stud or because someone peeked in on you? She said both. You know, she said, even if it was a female and peeked in on her, but I'm thinking you can't stop another woman from being in the bathroom. You know, I mean, it's just, you just can't do that. So I don't know whether she's paranoid or what. But to me, it was a little bit over the top. Now, I'm not going to say that the stud wasn't looking at her, checking her out. I don't freaking know. I have no clue. I wasn't in the bathroom with them, so I don't know. But I can kind of understand her kind of uncomfortability with it because I wouldn't even want another female staring at me, even if she was straight, through the damn, you know, through that little hole there, because you're thinking, okay, what the fuck are you looking at, bitch? The bathroom's occupied. There's no need to look in here. Why are you looking? Hello? You don't need to look at me. So I kind of got the understanding of what she was saying, but it was kind of, it's like a real weirdness now, you know, because of that. Because I speak to the cleanup, you know, chick, dude, whatever, all the time, and she, you know, she's always been very, very nice, and, you know, very respectful, never out of line. You know, I've never heard her flirt, you know, nothing, but maybe I'm not her type. Oh, God, I might not be her type. What the fuck? I don't think that that's fair, but anyway. Someone told me to just scream that out. I'm telling you, you people have issues. It's not me anymore. It's your issues, okay? But anyway, I don't know. Maybe on my show, if I come back, if I ever bring my fucking ass back to the grid on the 19th, I'm going to ask you guys what you think about that, because it's like, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to think about it. I really just don't. I think it's just a kind of a weirdness. I don't know. Hey, I just saw you. You're in the bathroom. I like what I saw. Stop. Okay. It's not a laughing matter. She was very, very serious about this. She was serious. She really was, like, serious. Okay, anyway. I don't know why I'm thinking this shit's comical, because it's not. You know, it really is a bit. So we've got a lot of things going on. I'm not going to really go into detail. It's, I don't know. I've been drinking. No, I haven't. I really have not been drinking. You can't drink when you're diabetic. And I love pink panties. I don't know if anyone's ever had a pink panty. But those pink panties are so good. I'm going to put that on my website, if I ever do the website, the pink panty recipe. I'm telling you, ladies, it is a drink that is will catch up with you so fast. I'm going to tell you a real quick story. The first time I had a pink panty was at my friend's baby shower. And we were all drinking. Of course, she couldn't drink. You know, she had a virgin pink panty. So when I drink it, it tastes a little bit like a strawberry milkshake with a little kick to it. So I'm like, damn, this is really good. So they give it to you like little shots. I'm like, I want something bigger than this. And they were like, you know, no, Sam, you know, you don't need it bigger than that. I'm like, oh, fuck y'all. You know, I can hold my liquor. You can't even really taste the liquor. So I went up, you know, I went in the kitchen and I got a cup, like a bigger cup, and I filled it up. Now, when I say shot glasses, it is shot glasses. Everybody was throwing them down. Now, mind you, I can't drink. I honestly cannot drink. A cooler will set me off. Now, I know people are like, really? But seriously, a cooler will set me off and have me singing old Negro spirituals. That's how much I can't drink. Anyway, so I filled it up, and I went in there, and I'm sipping on it. They're laughing because they're thinking, this bitch is really just, you know. So I'm sipping. So the stripper comes out. Yes, yeah, stripper at a baby shower. So the stripper comes out. And this is a disclaimer because my husband's listening, and he's probably like, this. She's going to tell this motherfucking story, really. So I'm drinking and drinking. I'm thinking, wow, it's getting a little warm in this motherfucker. It's getting a little warm in here. And I'm sitting sipping, and next thing I know, ladies and gentlemen, I am not only up out my seat, okay, little 5'2" me up out my seat, but I am slapping the ass of the stripper. And everybody's mouth is dropped because where I was working at the time, I was like real quiet and, you know, kind of like, you know, Miss Goody Two Shoes, you know, everybody's like, oh, you can't really say too much around Sam because she'll probably tell on you. That was the aura that I gave, although it was nothing like that. But anyway, I had him where I was slapping his ass and it was just a scene that I will never forget, even though I forgot it, because I was like in a zone because of that pink. I'm telling you, that pink panty snuck up on me like no one's fucking business. I was fucked up. I was drunk, slapping the stripper's ass, making loud talking, singing to the music, just acting a teetotal fucking fool. So that was on a Saturday. So I didn't go to work till Monday. When I went to work Monday, everybody's snickering. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I'm like, why is everybody looking at me and laughing? And they were like, you don't remember what you did. I'm like, now, mind you, my memory was foggy, but I did not remember getting up and slapping this stripper's ass. I honestly didn't remember giving this, you know, giving him a ass slap. I didn't even, and it was not like one, it was like a constant, like, yeah, who's your mama? That kind of ass slap. Oh God, Telly is going to kill me. But anyway, ladies, that's just how quick that the pink panties will jump in you, and you're like, whoa, because I'm telling you. And after that, everybody wanted to be my friend because I was real cool. Yeah, right. When I'm drunk, I'm real cool. But yeah, but it is a really good drink. I'm telling you, it's a good drink. It tastes like a, just like I said, like a strawberry shake with a kick to it. But I will promise, along with every other freaking recipe that I'm supposed to put on my blog, I will do that. It's just, but I've been just like miles and miles and so busy with everything. But I have not forgotten those who said that they want to see the recipes. I have it. And do you know what? I have 2 minutes left. I can't believe it. I only did the show for 30 minutes. I had a couple of people say, do it for an hour. And I was like, no, I'm not going to be able to talk for an hour, you know, because I don't really have a guest or anything. And now here I am going, damn, I only got 2 minutes left. So that's the story of my life. I always do shit wrong, always, when it comes to my talk show. But anyway, hopefully I'll be back on next Saturday in the game on the grid. I'm going to start doing this show on Sundays. It'll be Coffee, Cream, and Sugar. You'll see this show on Sundays, and I hope that everybody will listen in. Thank you so much tonight for listening in. I know you guys could be any place else on the grid, off the grid, but you decided to be with me. This show will be up and on air. If you want to let your friends listen to it, you're going to listen to it again and go, wow, Sugar has really issues. It will be up again probably in the next 30 minutes. Anyway, to all of you who are out there, love you so much. Thank you so much for always being by my side and always having my back. As always, as I always will tell you, mwah! Sugar kisses! Bye!
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king.
If anybody has a place for me to live, my husband just told me that he was putting me out, so whoever can let me live with them, I greatly appreciate it again. Sure.
Fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment.